You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello, Vancouver. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're coming to you live from the unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Yeah, I am Ola from Soul Sandwich, and
I am Rohit. What's up? We back, fam. And we've got some new family joining the Soul Sandwich train
circle
or plane.
Or,
did we ever agree on what device of transportation?
It should be Soul Train.
So there was a Soul Train. That was a thing. But we've got new voices here. Let me just give them the space. How about you go first?
Hey, I'm Anya. And then we've also got two dudes across from me. And they can introduce themselves.
Yeah, they probably can.
Amazing. Thank you. Hey, I'm Kareem.
Hey, I'm John.
What do you guys do? Describe yourselves.
I just want credentials.
Yeah, let's hear your credentials.
All right, my name's Kareem. I'm a freelance.
Wait, what's your name again?
Why are you like putting on the spot right now?
What a warm welcome. I'm a freelance writer for DJBooth.net, where you can find plenty of hip hop editorial and music journalism. Check me out on there, and get your regular scoop of hip hop goods.
Nice.
Sweet.
That's pretty sick. I'm John. I'm happy to be back on the show. And I have, like, no hip-hop credentials at all. I mostly write about politics. So, you know, everyone will want to hear about that.
That they are so interconnected.
They are interconnected, but I also just want to make the quick point. Even though it is, you know, the Soul Train, there was a Soul Plane, too.
Mm-hmm. So,
and there's a Soul Ship. A Soul Car. I'm sorry. I just took it too far. I'm sorry.
But anyways,
segue.
Guys, this week we are doing a best of 2016. But I should say, disclaimer, this is not supposed to be necessarily the most objective and definitive list of the best songs of 2016 because there was a lot of dope stuff.
Moment of silence for like the people we had to cut out. Like I feel really, really... I feel like a liar coming to you guys and telling you guys this is like the best of 2016 when there are like so many good people that we cut out. So,
and we'll definitely try to shout them out as we go along.
Yeah,
there are
some
features that will get there, a few albums that will lead to some discussion. So we'll try our best to shout out a bunch, but enjoy the music that we have for you today.
Yeah, so we're going to start it off with a Canadian powerhouse, and everybody who's connected to the hip-hop community in Canada definitely has heard of them. Bad Bad Not Good are one of the best emerging acts out there in terms of their collaborations and their instrumentation, and they're really bringing it. Every time they do an album, they bring something new to the table. So this time around, their album, which is simply the Roman numeral 4, that's all it is, IV.
So edgy.
You can really get a sense that they're trying to branch out, but also kind of go with their roots, because they started out being a jazz band, but they've, over the years, like collaborated with all kinds of hip-hop acts and doing hip-hop covers. And they've kind of gone back to jazz again and experimenting with that. So the first track we're going to play is In Your Eyes, featuring the amazing, lovely vocals of Charlotte Day Wilson. And we'll start. This will give you a good sense of what their album's like, but you definitely got to check it out because it's an incredible album. So let's go. In Your Eyes, Bad Bad Not Good, Charlotte Day Wilson. Let's hit it.
Yeah.
Alright, so that was In Your Eyes from Bad Bad Not Good's latest album. So just to recap, we're doing the best 2016 albums or tracks from the best albums. And again, not all of the best, but there was just a lot of shit in 2016. So the
first
next
one.
Track the next track that we're going to play comes from Solange's album, A Seat at the Table, and we're going to do the track FUBU. The title is actually a play from the brand FUBU, which stands for For Us, By Us, and it is essentially part of hip-hop culture.
Yeah, no, I just didn't realize
And it's
that,
a
yeah.
Black empowerment song. It's rooted in African-American hip-hop culture, and I think it's especially important, given the political climate in 2016, to draw attention to those who may not necessarily feel as comfortable when Donald Trump takes office. So I think that Solange Knowles is important because she's empowering not only the Black community, but the Black female community that is also a lot more vulnerable and less reported on. So.
Yeah. I would just say that it was hard for us to select one track off that album because that album was, it was really good. And I mean, it kind of came out of nowhere. Like, you know, like Beyonce's sister, like suddenly really drops an album and it's better than Beyonce's album, arguably.
No doubt at all.
I mean, I think that's crazy. Like, that just shows how 2016 was just a wild ride in every sense of the word.
It's wild.
And I want to shout out that she co-produces, co-wrote, choreographs the dances and the music videos and when she's on tour. Mm. So she's really, it's not even that she's like, she's literally a master of all trades.
Yeah.
We'll just put it that way.
Yeah, it's like a weird, like, she's like a weird dark horse, you know? Like, she's always been, like, really underestimated, at least in that family. Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, Beyonce, she's like the superstar. She, like, plays at the Super Bowl or something. But, like, you know, Solange releases an album, and, like, it's, like, easily one of, like, the most beautiful albums of the year, you know? Like, very underrated, but definitely incredibly good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think props to her, for sure. And, yeah.
All right, so let's do FUBU by Solange from her album A Seat at the Table.
One for us. All my niggas in the whole wide world. All my niggas in the whole wide world. Made the sun and make it all yours. Turn for us. This shit is for us. All my niggas let the whole world know. Play the song and sing it on your terms for us. This shit is for us. Don't try to come for us. All my niggas got the whole wide world. Tell them niggas that it's all our turn. This us. Some shit is a must. Some shit is for us. When you know you gotta pay the cost. Play the game just to play the boss. So you're thinking what you gained and lost. But you know your shit is taking off. Oh, oh, oh. When you're driving in your tinted car. And you're criminal. Just who you are, but you know you're gonna make it fun.
Emotion is your call. Liquor in my system, we must brawl. Addiction, disobey the law. Don't clip my wings before I learn to fly. I didn't come back down to earth to die.
All my niggas in the whole wide world made the song to make it all yours. The whole wide world is us. This shit is from us. Some shit you can't touch.
So that was FUBU, For Us, By Us, by Solange Knowles, off her album, A Seat at the Table. And speaking of A Seat at the Table, we have another person who's joined us
you
at this table right here.
Hello.
Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. I'm Arielle. I'm actually from Washington, D.C., so I'm pretty far from home. But I came to observe the ropes in this room right now, and it's pretty chill. So nice to meet you all.
Yes, our one and only American, actually, in this in this room. So we're playing a lot of, you know, music from your country. What can I say? You guys did a lot of things wrong in 2016,
yeah.
But when it came to music, there was some
yeah, you missed all the trash talk, like, before this, so, yeah.
It was a bad year overall, but it was a good year for music. It was a good year for music because it provided material for music to flourish with, so...
So here's hoping.
So 2017 is gonna be incredible.
2017 is gonna be lit. Whoa. Politically.
Be fire.
Music, I hope so.
More Migos, I hope. Yeah.
We'll get to that.
And more Gucci Mane.
Yeah, well, I'm itching, man.
Gucci needs to stay on this hot streak.
Anya, because you mentioned Gucci, can you tell the people out there what did Gucci Mane do in 2016? We're not playing his
music.
He did do some remarkable things.
He lost a lot of weight.
Oh.
Yeah. And he proposed to his girlfriend in the classiest way possible on a jumbotron. It was quite the spectacle.
And he didn't even get down on one knee. Probably because he was wearing white pants.
Wait, are you joking? Or is that
No.
If you watch it, like, he just kind of stands up and shoves a ring in her face, and she starts crying, and then it's like, all right, Gucci proposal.
It's all Gucci.
Yeah,
it's all Gucci.
He it was a Atlanta Hawks game, I think. I think during was it the start of the season or so?
Yeah.
I think he was just out of jail at that point. I'm not sure. Was it?
It was a month.
A few months after.
Yeah, and then I just saw Bleacher Report or something was going, oh my God, Gucci. I was like, wait, this is like this is sports. Like, how is sports reporting on Gucci Mane's, like, proposal?
I feel like the reporter was probably more excited than the, like, wifey because he was like, this is the scoop of my life.
But, yeah, but, I mean, he's a Hawks fan, but, like, I mean, that's romantic, so I don't have to, like, I don't care.
Ola says that's romantic. We know it's a romantic,
it's
man.
It's pretty romantic.
It's got to be. All right, so this, as we said, this list was painful but to make because it was just so hard to, like, cut tracks that we all liked. But this track, I personally felt invested in defending it, was Ultralight Beam by Kanye West and Chance the Rapper and Kelly Price, who's one of the gospel singers.
And Kirk Franklin?
Yeah. So there was just, like, it was just so much talent packed into one song. I thought, like, this song, in my opinion, was so good that whether you liked the rest of The Life of Pablo, Kanye's album this year, whether you liked that album or not, you can't deny that this song was dope, in my opinion.
Have you seen, sorry, what are you?
Well, okay, so here's my thing. And I know, like, some people
hot
already
take.
Know my opinions on
is this a hot take, John?
It's a hot
I think
take.
It is a hot take based on what's going on, because I think The Life of Pablo was an incredible album, very good.
But.
Yeah, but I think Ultra Light Beam is maybe one of the weaker songs.
Oh,
on
my.
It.
Oh my.
That's
God.
The door.
That's going to be a hard opinion to defend. But
is it a hot take or a cold take?
Yo. Yeah, tried to do a door slam and it didn't even.
Okay, no, explain.
Okay, so here's the argument. And I'm recognizing I'm about to come across as, like, kind of a. I don't know, a Kanye.
Wait, before you do this, should we play the track first for the people, and then you have to come, you have to defend it after that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll first play the track.
Yeah.
You know, the
as
people
long as everyone's
will hear
listening
it,
with a nice critical ear.
And then the people will decide, because otherwise you're putting a lot of hate before the track even starts, and some people's minds will be.
I had some nice things to say too, but yeah,
let's hear it.
We'll do a post-listen analysis. That's what we're going to do.
Let's do that.
All right, here's Ultralight Beam, Kanye West, Chance the Rapper. The Life of Pablo is the album. Yeah, need I say more?
I'm trying to keep my faith. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it, you know we need it. That's why we need you now, oh, pray for Paris, pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. Everything. I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy war, I'm trying to keep my faith.
Why send oppression, not blessings? Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? More. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Safe. Don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. More. To make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no longer am afraid of the night. Cause I look to the light.
When they come for you, I will shield your name.
I will feel their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina. I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her. You can feel the lyrics, the spirit coming in braille. Tumming of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. He said let's do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak. This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah. I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end of fucking late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79. We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything.
Hallelujah!
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes,
but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy
war. Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need...
That was Ultralight Beam. And now for a hot take on Ultralight Beam by Kanye West and Chance the Rapper, we got John giving us his unique perspective.
Okay, well, I don't know how unique this is, right? Like, I think the thing with that track is that it's fine. And it would have been like, I guess it's a good way to open an album. But I think it's I think it would have been like a super tight single. But I just think there's better songs on the album. I think there's a lot catchier ones. There's a lot ones that are better thought out. I think the production's more interesting on the rest of the album. I think the gospel thing was a nice idea, but how it was executed, it was just like, okay, that's what I would expect the gospel thing to be with the two of them. And that's fine. And I think a lot of, you know, even though we're all talking about this, about how like we actually all kind of did like Yeezus, Yeezus was an album that I loved, and it got a lot of hate from a lot of people who aren't in this room. But so, like, this isn't a critique on any of that. But I think, you know, people had such a rap on him, you know, going from My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy to Yeezus, and they just felt let down by it. And then when the first thing they hear back from him is this gospel thing, and it's, you know, not cursing about some dumb stuff, people are going, oh, Kanye's back. Kanye's great. This gospel stuff. And then a couple tracks later, we're introduced to Panda. And, like, that's what this was.
I kind of see where you're going for. Because, like, I know my favorite part of, like, Ultralight Beams was basically just Chance's, like, Chance's rap. And, like, I felt like Ultralight Beams at first was, like, just a preview to Chance's album.
So wouldn't that have been sick if that was on Coloring Book?
That's what I'm thinking. So I can kind of understand where you're coming from, but like still, like I don't know. What do you say?
What were you gonna say, Anya?
Well, I was going to say, first of all, you have to like keep in mind that there is a relationship with Kanye being mentor and Chance the Rapper being protege. And this album was almost like a coming out for Chance, or this song, sorry, was almost like a coming out for Chance the Rapper. And obviously his coloring book was incredible, and I would argue it's better than The Life of Pablo. But
really,
this,
I think that's a hot take.
That's
that's actually a hotter take. We'll have to come
back
to that.
We can talk about that too. But it was just, this was like Chance's coming out. Also, I think that there is, it isn't just gospel. Like there, Kanye has been doing gospel forever, and so this was still kind of like what Ariel was talking about earlier while the song was playing, was that the production in this album was so interesting, and he's combining so many different, he's fusing different elements with that gospel. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the vocals are stunning, and it's an earworm melody. Like, I think that this has all of the keys to a really, it has the formula of like a really good pop song without being a pop song. It's still interesting. I can still re-listen to it and hear new things, and I'm not tired of this song yet.
I think that's a really good point about it being kind of a coming out moment for Chance as a way to be introduced to a wider stage, and I think that offers the song a lot of significance in sort of the history of hip-hop. But I still don't know if that's like, it makes it, it does, still doesn't make that like a good catchy song to me. It's, but I do think that's a really good point.
Man, there's going to be so many hot takes with this, with Kanye anytime you involve him in the discussion. But thanks for sharing your thoughts on that, y'all. So we got to keep moving, though, because there's so much music to get through. So the next one that we're doing, it features Bad, Bad, Not Good. What can I say? I like Bad, Bad, Not Good.
I think they've been a popular feature on like, Soul Sandwich since like it started.
Yeah,
like,
we're
just like, oh my god, who are these people?
You know? Yo,
like,
they keep doing dope stuff, and they collaborated with another awesome artist, Mick Jenkins, who released the album The Healing Component earlier in like September, around September 2016, so relatively late in the 2016 releases. But the song Drowning is just incredible and is one of my favorite tracks. Kareem has something to say.
Yeah, I just want to also mention that Drowning has one of the best music videos of 2016.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Featuring Mick Jenkins as an enslaved person seeking his redemption. I won't say more than that. You should really check that shit out because it is fire.
Yeah, ooh. Visually, it's stunning. The cinematography in a music video like that is just incredible. Anya, you wanted to add a few things?
Yeah, just final thing. Also, shout out to Chicago because the last three artists we've talked about are from Chicago. So, yeah. Enjoy.
Let's do it. Drowning.
Some drugs for the situation. Shout out to my blood. It's a situation. Going into litigation. All we ask is ventilation. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. When the real supposed to drown, right? When the real hold you down, you're supposed to drown, right? Wait, that don't sound right. Just wait 1 second, that don't sound right. When the real hold you down, you're supposed to drown, right? When the real hold you down, you're supposed to drown, right? Wait, that don't sound right. Just wait 1 second, that don't. I was high, starting to lose focus. And I stumbled in the water. I was tripping, I was choking. Shit, I can't breathe. Yeah, I can't breathe. Started floating way out in the open. Before I knew it, I was drifting in the middle of the ocean. Shit, I can't breathe. Yeah, I can't breathe. Started wailing. Started flailing, I was crashing waves, crashing all around me. Felt the passion of the water. Said, I can't breathe. Yeah, I can't breathe. When the real hold you down, you're supposed to drown, right? When the real hold you down, you're supposed to drown, right? Wait, that don't sound right. Just wait 1 second. that don't sound right. When the real holds you down, you're supposed to drown, right? When the real holds you down, you're supposed to drown, right? That don't sound right. Just wait 1 second, that don't sound right. Downtown on my hotline, it don't bleed much. Seen songs like Tubman, Young, Stephen Morris, I ain't seen much. Just a couple motherfuckers trying to rape the culture. Tell the vultures I don't need lunch. It's like war's cold, gotta be in touch to communicate it to the people. Love heals all, best get your immunization at THC. So we smoking in here like we fumigate for the fuck boys. Too much truth in me, I don't trust niggas. I ain't preaching at you, I don't touch boys. Walk the baggage with me like a bus boy. I don't need tips, you can see minds. Rap genius, you can read minds in between lines. Yeah, they act genius, but the way society is set up almost like they read minds. You heard alchemy, boy, I'm Magneto, they can't read minds. Niggas bark loud, talking revolution. When the waves come, they turn feline. I've been turning tricks in the coldest part of the deepest water like a sea lion. You can we see why. Some drugs for the situation. Shout out to my blood, it's a situation. Won't win it through litigation. All we ask is ventilation. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. When the real holds you down, you're supposed to try to ride. When the real holds you down, you're supposed to try to ride. That don't sound right. Just wait 1 second, that don't sound right.
This here? Mm-hmm. This here is The Waters by Anderson .Paak featuring BJ the Chicago Kid. So more Chicago coming through. Although Anderson .Paak's from Oxnard, so, you know, roll with it.
Yeah. Tried to tell niggas in 2012, nigga. Working hand to hand and no avail. Volume 1 was too heavy for you frail niggas, so I got lean like codeine and pills. It's the visionary in the vintage Chevy. It's been a while, but wow, you still care. Free Nash till they pass out obituaries in bold caps. Your bitch ass was not there. And I could do anything but move backwards. The hardest thing is to keep from being distracted. My big sister still claiming me on the taxes. Tell Uncle Sam I just need a second to add this. Gave my mama 10 racks and she packed and went to chew mash with it. Could dribble the worth and gave me half of it. Half of it I tucked in the back of the air mattress. A quarter stash was stashed in the box with the Air Maxes. The rest got lost in sacks with my wife in no BM. Whack niggas dropping links in my DM. Bad bitches up and down the nigga TL. I'm glad that you finally made it to the future, but you late and the price is through the motherfucking roof. If you want, you could wait outside the building, I ain't taking no more meetings.
Stepped in the water, water was cold. She healed my body, but not my soul.
I bring you greetings from the First Church of Boone Baptist, United Fellowship of Free Nationals. Residing pastor is Die Pack, and the First Lady is a bad bitch with slanted eyelids and thick asses, sunglasses. Martin Luther King fan for you bitch niggas sweating on my patent leather. Pressure turning featherweight into a Cinderella. I ain't seen the ground in days since I grew with fellas. You do one better. Word to the liquor that killed my grandpa liver. I know you're finally proud of niggas smiling. For every 100 niggas that came and gone missing, only a handful will go the distance. I swear I seen this shit coming as if I was living up under the plumbing while niggas was riffing and mumbling about what they could do. I was kicking gumbo, whipping the voodoo. I was in the jungle running with Zulus. We was looking past the struggle while life was moving so fast. You had to be sharp as a Ginsu. To the top of the food group, doing what I want and how I should too.
Isn't that a tight song?
Amazing.
That song was The Waters by Anderson Paak off his
what?
Killer
Waters?
Album.
But it was lit though.
Sorry, it was fire.
It was fire, not water though.
No.
I'm sorry.
Nice one, man.
That was also lame.
Sorry, that was not the hit.
That was like a corny dad joke.
Yeah. First dad joke of 2017 right here on Soul Sandwich. So that was The Waters by Anderson Paak off his album Malibu. He had two albums this year,
yeah.
Right? And you were, John, you were so in love with the second album that came out.
Yeah. So
that was called?
The album's called Yes, Lord by duo No Worries, featuring Anderson Paak and Knowledge. Knowledge is a crazy good beat maker, super prolific, puts out more stuff than anyone could ever listen to on his Bandcamp, doing it for time. Signed to Stone's Throw, came over from there.
But this was a great album, but there was some issues with Anderson Paak's music, especially for Anya, who, you know, had to deal with some tension there. Anya, what was like some of the trouble with Yes Lord? You loved it, and yet you had some trouble with it.
Okay, loved it is a stretch because of this. I can jam to it.
You can jam to it, okay.
Yeah, it is quite misogynistic. Like, as we were totally. Saying earlier, and I'm going to use vulgar language, he's a dirty motherfucker. Like, yeah. I mean, it's pretty bad, and at one point he does go into how he's, you know, so romantic, willing to give up his side piece for the girl he loves, and I mean, to each his own, but I feel like he should be on his knees begging at that point, not pretending that he's a suave, like, no problem kind of dude. But it's fine. It's good. I agree with... it's not fine. Like the production is really good. That's why I bump along. I'm conflicted. It is because I appreciate the quality of the production, and I think that Anderson Paak has bars, but the content is problematic and it's important. I want to make a disclaimer. Hip hop isn't misogynistic. The world is. So you can't just put hip hop into this bubble of sexism. But I do think this album is sexist and we just need to draw attention to that.
Does it change anything if like Anderson Paak is like, because he's kind of putting on a character in that album. Does that make it better or worse?
I mean, I guess at that point it's like, to what end is he performing, you know, because if he's just enjoying his newfound success and he's like a peacock with his beautiful colorful feathers, then that's just problematic because there are a lot of people who will listen to it and still kind of monkey see monkey do. Like, he is an artist who has a following and who can influence his audience. But I mean, you also, if you are thinking critically about it, then you can also detach from that. So I think it's just important to talk about it.
Yeah. I was just going to say, we gotta move on. There's so many good discussions to be had. But got to move on to two artists that actually, you were pretty adamant we should include this artist, I would say.
I mean, but both of us, yeah.
Ola like, too. And I was really glad because it made me listen to her album, and the artist is No Name, who, I mean, she did have like an artist name, but she relatively recently changed
who?
It to No Name.
Who? No Name? Who?
Yeah, I think she.
I was joking because like No Name. Yeah. I'm gonna stop. No Name is like that. Just like for a long time, I didn't realize that like she was credited on an album. Do you mm-hmm. feel like it was just like. There'll be a song and this like girl that has like she like rhymes a lot very, very well. It's like kind of like slam poetry, but like very, very rhythmic. Right. And then like somebody just told me, hey, like No Name released an album, Telephone, on like SoundCloud, and like I listened to it and I was like, oh my god, this is the person that like keeps mm-hmm. just creeping into those like different songs. And I think she did a song with Chance the Rapper as well.
Yeah, I actually learned of No Name back when she was No Name Gypsy. Wouldn't be surprised if she dropped Gypsy because that is a problematic kind of a slur, word. But yeah. Kareem had brought me into No Name, so why don't you tell me how you found her?
All right, well, for anyone who's a fan of Chance the Rapper and has been for some time, in 2013 he released his debut mixtape to the big public. He had a mixtape beforehand, but anyway, he released Acid Rap, and on that there's a cut called Lost featuring No Name Gypsy, now known as No Name, where she drops some of the most beautiful bars. Mm-hmm. It's a standout track, standout verse on the album, which is a hard thing to do on a Chance the Rapper album because Chance the Rapper is also a lyricist in his own right. And ever since I heard that, I found her name on SoundCloud, and she's actually the one who introduced me to Mick Jenkins, because she's been dropping SoundCloud singles here and there. She's like one of those people that like will drop something and be like, I'm deleting this in like an hour. So you gotta like be up with it.
You gotta be fast.
But she always put that up for like free download. So I had like a little No Name collection of like six or seven Lucy's that she released, and one of them was a song with Mick Jenkins that is probably hard to track down now. I actually kind of forget the name of it. But she had she's been doing this for a long time. She's from the same poetry group as Chance the Rapper in Chicago. So they've actually known each other for a very long time since their high school days, same as the rest of the Save Money crew. Not that No Name's a part of that. So, yeah, No Name is a fantastic artist to follow. She's got an enormous 2017 ahead of her, and her latest project, Telephone, spelt with an F instead of a PH, is probably gonna put her on the map in a lot of people's minds. Yeah. So this song is it's called Sunny Duet, featuring The Mind, who's another great Chicago artist. Mm-hmm. Also want to shout out, he also put out an amazing project called Summer Camp this year. And if you have to listen to one song off that, I recommend Pale Rose. But this is rightfully a duet called Sunny Duet with No Name and The Mind, and you'll get a good taste of both of them. Enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, and just going to say, we're going to also play one more track after that. It was Anya's recommendation that we feature Rihanna, because it wasn't just Beyonce who had the big album of the year. Rihanna's also got a good release, and it actually features one of my favorites, SZA.
She's one of all of our favorites. Yeah. SZA is bae.
Mm-hmm. And what's the track called?
It is Consideration.
Yeah. So we got Sunny Duet and then Consideration.
Back
coming
back.
Right up.
Name's just a name. Don't call me crazy. It rain, don't feel like rain. It's been so calm in here. Love is just a way. Unless you show it. So tell me.
Have a name and look like butterflies and Hennessy. I'll trade it in for happiness, but joyful don't remember me. Sitting on my front lawn, waiting for him to call me. He said he knew my name. Shame on me, fool me once, shame on you. I got my candy cane, my name is hella pimpin' too. You can watch it play a move. Or we could call this ice cream in my Sunday sweater. Patent leather tethered to a fancy car. Know you wanna touch me in your old religion caviar. Holy water avatar. Blue like the tears when I left you. I met you on Saturday morning. It's raining and storming. Approach me with caution. I come with a warning.
Sweep me off my feet. I probably clean my act up. I swear I'll be on my best behavior. From this day forward, a lifetime after. If you're my baby, and I know this world is something crazy. That don't mean nothing crazy.
at me, hate me, call me crazy, as long as you know my name.
I used to dream in parables, partially love you naturally, happily ever after. Cigarettes over blunts, now Miracle Whip at Funtown. Summertime, delight, delight, Mississippi over ice, Janet Jackson and flashing lights. We could dance a little if you'd like to. My vagabond's a lonely road, a celebrated haiku. Contemporary overzealous, think I really like you. Sing with me, paranoia, light blue. Piano was a deep red, your fingers were a green hue. Watch you make a rainbow out of sacrificial love in the club off the alley, alley, feeling holy. The DJ was religion, I swear on the Pope, he know me.
Name is just a year, don't call me crazy. And rain don't feel like rain, it's been so common lately. And love is just a word. So tell me what you call me when I'm cold, not around.
I come flooding, running for Neverland. Time can never stop me. No, 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 no. I know you try to. I come riding in on a pale white horse. And in no high, still less fortunate. I do advise.
Hey, we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Soul Sandwich, back at you. Rohit, Ola, Anya, John, Kareem, and
Ariel.
Thank you.
Lots of people in the studio today.
So many people.
We realize is we gotta leave some time for discussions. There's so many good discussions. We'll make that as a note for next time.
Yeah.
But the music's got to continue, folks. So we got another dope Canadian artist coming at you, featuring. So there's two people here. There's Kay Trinata, who's like a producer that I think is now emerging as one of the best producers out there. Like, people are collaborating more and more with Kay Trinata. It's amazing to see, including Anderson .Paak and others. But in this track, it features Sid, who I don't know much about.
Sid from the internet.
Yeah.
That's who. Okay, so that's who. It's Sid from the internet.
Yeah, and like the internet is. Yeah.
Sid is the lead singer of the internet. Yeah. I also just want to make note that I'm pretty sure it was sometime last year, maybe in the first or second quarter last year, there was a Fader piece on Kay Trinata where he came out as and member of the LGBTQ community. So this track actually features two members of the LGBT community in Kay Trinata and Sid. So There's some diversity for you.
Oh, I actually didn't know about that. That's awesome.
I know, like, I saw, like, the theater piece, and I was like, yeah, like, this is very, very interesting. Like, it's just weird how, like, you never actually think about that stuff until, like, mm-hmm. it comes out and, like that, yeah.
Also, this year, I think it will be, like, in February, Sid is going to drop a solo album, so we should keep our eyes out.
Also, Steve Lacy from the internet.
It's true.
Yeah. And Sid just released a single that was great. I already forgot the name of it, but...
Yeah,
that's it.
That's findable.
That's it's findable. Yeah. on the internet.
Yeah. Well,
We're
also gonna do another Canadian artist who you gotta include, whether you like him or not. He did do some big things in 2016. Drake with Fake Love.
Very fitting.
Who are we talking about?
Who's that?
Listeners of the longtime listeners, if there are any, you would know that me, Rohit, I have this
strong
thing.
Beef.
I have strong beef. I've had strong beef with Drake.
Would you punch him in the face if you saw him?
No, not anymore. No, because I actually...
And you would have before, definitely.
Well, not that I would have punched him in the face, but I mean, I would have had an urge to. But I actually really like Drake in terms of, I can respect what he does, and the production that he gets on his tracks are so good. Man. So yeah, let's get it.
We just like mentioned the last song we want to play as well, because like we might not even.
We'll have a limited time, but I'll just say that the last track we're gonna play was referenced in this year's Golden Globes, "Bad and Bougie" by Migos.
Best song of 2016.
It is the best song of like ever of like the past decade. Like I you can fight me on that.
We regretted not having enough bangers, so we'll end on a banger.
Yeah.
So three dope tracks for you, back to back to back. Thanks for listening in. We're gonna
hopefully we can come back, but like if we can't, this is good night. If like we can't come back, but hopefully we come back. Okay, for sure.
Let's go. You're the one, Kate Trinata, Fake Love, and then Migos, Bad and Bougie.
Look like you hiding your problems. Really, you never was solid. No, you can't sign me. You won't ever get to run me.
Just when shit look out of reach, I reach back like 1-3, like 1-3. Yeah. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the.
Yeah, bad bitches.
Young rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money.
It's all about that new.
We got a
money.
Whole lot of new money though.
If you're metro, I don't trust you. I'm gonna shoot you.
Hey! Raindrops, drop top, smoking on cooking the hot pot,
cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, that, cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
My bitch is
bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Crap.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dude.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Crap. All set.
Woo, 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 woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a coupe.
Cool.
I take your bitch right from you.
You,
bitch, I'm a dog.
Roof.
Beat the whole walls loose.
All right, so that was a little taste of Bad and Bougie'd before we go. Thanks to everybody for listening in to Soul Sandwich. Coming up next, we got Thunderbird Radio from Hell with our good old CITR veteran, Ben Lai. Just wanted to say shout out to Ola, Anya, John, Kareem, and Ariel for stepping into the studio. Tune in on January. What'll be? We do every other week, so it'll be January 26th, I believe. The 26th. So join us then. Yeah. We out.
Nice. Peace.
For art's 1 millionth and 53rd birthday, CITR is hosting 24 hours of radio art. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM the 17th of January from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. the 18th to hear a celebration of all that is weird in radio. This year, featuring pieces from Bappy Crespin, Adam Frank, Chrissy P., Duncan Maunder, Hank Bold, Lee Hutzelak, Tobias, S. Asterix, Prophecy Sun, Britt Bachman, Jack, DJ Autonomy, Goulash, Peter Quartermash, Lit, Josh Gabert Doyon, Scant Intone, DJ Farmboy, and Simon Walton.
I think the news midweek, when the midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
Women's growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9.